This is the second time the Denver Jewish Community Center has participated in the Real Abilities Film Festival, but it is part of a nationwide effort. What's the history of this festival and what is its reach?
The history of the Real Abilities Film Festival is that it started in New York probably about 10 to 12 years ago, and they wanted to create space for people with disabilities, for advocates for people with disabilities, to come and watch films by, about, and for people within the community. From the first festival 10 to 12 years ago, they have expanded across the country and across the globe. They now have film festivals in Toronto and Mexico, as well as many major cities across the U.S. And here in Denver, we're just very excited that our facility was chosen as a host site.
Nationally, it seems like Jewish community centers play a big role in these screening events. What's the connection with the Jewish community?
Yeah, so the Jewish community feels that the Real Abilities Film Festival really embodies Jewish values. Here at the JCC Denver, we list our values, and a few of them that really resonate with both us and this festival are kehila, or community, or hakala, inclusion. Real Abilities is all about building community for people across the disability spectrum, and for advocates themselves, and for creating that inclusion aspect for anyone to walk through the door to feel welcome in our space.
You have a diverse range of films with different themes, like deaf, culture, and living with Parkinson's. What can viewers expect from the selection of films?
So viewers can expect to see a little bit for everyone. We've included films that, as you've noted, include Parkinson's, people living in the deaf community. There's a film about social workers working in the autism community. There's a film about advocacy in our own political system. It's a documentary about a man living with ALS and his journey through advocacy in healthcare. So it's a broad spectrum. We pick films from the Real Abilities catalog themselves. So they distill the films and find the best quality films that provide the best representation for each of these disabilities, including people in the community in the film selection process. So it is as most authentic of representation as we can make it.
What would you like the general public to know about this particular film festival?
So I would like the public to know that we are not just showing films. We are including workshops and Q&As with folks who either work in the disability community or live with disabilities themselves. We have a workshop all about employment and disability and being inclusive in the hiring process, thanks to our partners at Jewish Family Service of Colorado. And we've worked with local theater company, Family Theater Company, a disability affirmative theater company in Denver, and promoting a documentary that's all about their journey through creating a show. And then we're going to have some of their performers on stage with us to talk about their experience. So it's more than just watching films. We've got ways to engage and spark conversation.
Some disabilities are visible and evident, but what are some examples of invisible disabilities, and are there any films that feature them?
I think most of the films that we are showing this year are about visible disabilities. The film with Family Theater Company, titled Imperfect, shows their cast, which their cast of the show Chicago had multiple people with both visible and invisible disabilities. I believe one of the performers in that show had MS at a lower form. So looking at him, you would have no idea that he had that disability. They've had performers with injuries that are not present but do affect daily lives. Someone who is born with only one lung but can still sing a wonderful aria ballad in the show. So those are just some small examples of invisible disabilities. Another huge one, which we focused on a little bit more last year, is mental health. And that can affect an individual's daily life more than you realize. You don't know what they're dealing with inside. And there is a broad spectrum of mental health as well that can affect folks on a daily basis.
Where can people find more information about this film festival and the screenings in Denver?
The best place to find more information about this festival is at our website. That is jccdenver.org/real, spelled R-E-E-L. And on that page has all of the information about our festival. It'll link you off to a page where you can purchase tickets. If you are not interested in using technology, you can also give us a call at our box office, and that is 303-316-6360. This festival, we're trying to make it as accessible as possible in regards to financial accessibility as well. So tickets are offered at three tiers. You can self-select which tier works best for you, and that is offered across all in-person and virtual screenings.
Thank you so much. I have been speaking with Gina Gregg, Assistant General Manager at the JCC Missile Arts and Culture Center in Denver. For KGNU, I am Rosanna Longo-Better.